From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Greece has run out of money to pay its debts, prompting concerns about its future in the eurozone. Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens that Greece's missed payment to the International Monetary Fund Tuesday could not have come at a more inopportune time.
Greece missed the IMF payment on the same day that the country's international bailout program formally ended. Greece is not solvent without loans. The deeply indebted nation has been shut out of international markets for 5 years. But there's no new credit deal in sight. The Fitch Ratings Agency downgraded the country's credit to one notch above default.
Germany has ruled out further negotiations with Greece until after Sunday's referendum on European demands for economic reforms in exchange for more bailout money. The Federal Export-Import Bank will phase out starting at midnight due to congressional inaction. The bank is a small government agency that provides financial supports to U.S. businesses selling products overseas. 14 Republicans and counting are now in the race for the 2016 GOP presidential nomination. As Matt Katz of member station WNYC reports, New Jersey's Governor Chris Christie officially jumped in Tuesday with a fiery speech in the gymnasium at his old high school.
Governor Chris Christie returned to his former high school in the New Jersey suburbs to officially announce a presidential candidacy that he says will be defined by telling it like it is.
You're going to get what I think, whether you like it or not, or whether it makes you cringe every once in a while or not.
Christie's confrontations with constituents and reporters helped make him a sensation among conservatives. But his popularity has since taken some hits. He's hoping to gain traction in the GOP race by holding candid town hall meetings and spending a lot of time in New Hampshire, the state that holds the first primary. For NPR News, I'm Matt Katz.
The U.S. women's national team is on its way to the World Cup final Sunday in Vancouver. And NPR Shireen Marisol-Meraji reports that Team USA beat first-ranked Germany to get there.
What a game. It was incredibly physical with fouls and flops. Germany's offense was putting on the pressure, but this was the U.S. team fans have been waiting all tournament to see, with an offense looking almost as good as its stellar defensive line. The first half brought plenty of scoring opportunities for the U.S., but no actual goals. And the second half started with the same high-intensity play from both sides. In the 59th minute, Germany was awarded a penalty kick that they missed. Then the U.S. got one for a foul on forward Alex Morgan. Captain Carly Lloyd took it and scored. Later, Lloyd assisted in another goal scored by midfielder Kelly O'Hara. The U.S. won 2-0. Carly Lloyd said in a post-game interview that it was a dream come true. Shireen Marisol-Meraji, NPR News.
On Asian stock markets, shares are mixed following slight gains on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 23 points. This is NPR News. A Florida judge is blocking a new state law that requires women to wait 24 hours before obtaining an abortion. The injunction, comes a day after the law was scheduled to go into effect. The American Civil Liberties Union of Florida and the Center for Reproductive Rights claim that the law violates the constitutional right to privacy. Federal investigators are at the scene of a fire at a black church in Greeley, South Carolina. Mount Zion AME was once burned to the ground by the Ku Klux Klan. But a state fire official says it's too soon to say what started the current blaze. The FBI is looking into a spate of fires at several black churches in the South this month in the wake of the 9 murders at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston. For the first time ever, New York's American Ballet Theater has a principal dancer who is black. As NPR's Andrew Limbong reports, it's a major step for racial diversity in ballet.
Ballet is the kind of world where it was a big deal that there were 2 African-American leads in Swan Lake a few months ago. One of those dancers was Misty Copeland. Now she's the first African-American female to become a principal dancer at the American Ballet Theater. That's the highest rank you can get as a dancer. In ballet, Copeland is one of the most prominent voices talking about race. Here she is in an NPR interview from 2014.
Growing up, my race was never something that was brought up as a ballet dancer. But when I became a professional, I realized in a company of 80 dancers, I was the only black woman.
These days, Copeland may be the best-known dancer in the country. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
And I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News in Washington.